Shabbos. Ubishla b'Shabbos, and a cook now on Shabbos mahu. Is there a gzer or not? So Drashi Shachak there means aliba mandiyosan. His shaila is only if you hold that even for she is also. Has you're not allowed to leave a pot on top of the fire without group of tuma if it's not misbasa called tzokhe and raloi. So if you left the pot that shows on top of the fire from before Shabbos, is there a gzera now you're not allowed to eat it on Shabbos or not? Mahu, what's the loch? Ishtik lo yom lev lemid, he didn't answer it. Lamocha nofek dorshul, later he came to darshan, ha-mavashul b'shabbos, if somebody cooks on Shabbos itself, is aloha b'shegeg yoichem. B'shegeg, aloha is that you're not allowed to eat it, but other people are allowed to eat it on Shabbos. B'mezid, if you cook b'mezid, lo yoichem, you're not allowed to eat it. There's a gzera we are born in, since you cook b'mezid, you can't eat it. V'loishino, and he answered back, loishino. There's no difference. For the Gemara, my v'loishino, what does it mean there's no difference between whether you do the ma'isa cooking on Shabbos or whether shachach? Shachach means you put the chont on top of the fire from before Shabbos. So on Shabbos you didn't do any ma'isa. But there's an issim with Rabbanan leaving the pot on top of the fire. So he said there's no difference. What does it mean there's no difference? My loishino, Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, it's machlokes Rabbi Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef Amitavayu, let Teira. They both say he was Mako. Mevashel, dafka, where you cook on Shabbos, who the covid meisa b'meizid, where the person mamish put the whole pot on top of the fire on Shabbos b'meizid loyechem. Then we'll make the gzera and let eat it. Aval hai, Mashenkin here, he put the pot on top of the fire before Shabbos. The loikovid meisa b'meizid, he didn't do any meisa veir on Shabbos, nami yoichel, he's also allowed to eat it. Thus helps Rabbi Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Yitzchok Amapun Faket, Li Surah. He says, here Faket, it's also both ways. Dafka mevashel, only if you do a meisa cooking on Shabbos, who do loyosel arume? They were not afraid someone will make tricks. And therefore we say, b'shoigig yoichel. If you cook b'shoigig, we'll make them. We're not going to be afraid if somebody says b'shoigig it's mutam, he'll really do it b'meizid. What you do it, you say it was a shoigig. As I write, we're not choshed yid will do. To cook b'meizid on Shabbos, he's zichel won't do. Avul hai, ma'ashenkin here, you left the pot on top of the fire before Shabbos. So you didn't do any melacha on Shabbos. Or b'zoi here, even b'shoigig, they say it's awesome. Why? Because if you're going to say shoigig is mutar, so you also larume b'shoigig, namelo yoichem. People leave the chont on the fire from before Shabbos. Either Rav will come and ask you, how come you left it? Oy vay, I was a shoigig. And it's not so gefel to be a shoigig, because I'm not doing a ma'isa veira, it's only the Rabbonim. See, the Rabbonim were more macher and said, even b'shoigig, you should know, if you left the chont on the pot before Shabbos, it's tak awesome. So we'll soon bring Raya tomorrow, Mishem Tiyo. Und da flamme Kresse wo hoffen ich. Ja, the last Shaila was what? The last boy was Bona Rechia Barababo Shocha Kedera Agabe Kiro. You forgot the pot on top of the fire. O Bishlo Bishavis Mal. What's the loch? Now listen to Lechula to Manda Yoma that she is also. You're not allowed to leave a pot on top of the fire even from before Shabbos. Without roof of ketuma, what happened if you left it there? So we brought down a machlekes. So ish, we learned to say that mal ishtek loyim lev lemidi. The mocha nofak dorishlu hamavashel b'shabbos. Somebody cooks on Shabbos itself b'shoigig yoichem b'meizid lo yoichel. You see such a chilek that on Shabbos if you cook b'shoigig you're allowed to eat it, b'meizid you're not allowed to. And the answer is v'loishino. But here by she, if you just leave it on top of the fire, there's no difference. That means both shoigig and meizid have the same halacha. My v'loishno, what does it mean here? There's no difference by Shia. Rabbi Rabbi Yosef Damatavayu, let Teira. Rabbi says, here both ways are mutter. If you left it on the fire, Zai b'shoig, Zai b'mezid, you're allowed to eat the food on Shabbos. Why? Mevashlu the covid ma'isa b'mezid lo yoichel. Only where your mamish cook, you put the pot on top of the fire on Shabbos, you do a ma'is issa, then the rabbanon said you're not allowed to eat the food on Shabbos. You left the pot on the fire from before Shabbos. The loikovid ma'isa b'meizid. You're not doing any ma'isa on Shabbos. It's an issa you did from before Shabbos. Is meila nam b'meizid nam yoichel. Zeh Rabbi Rabbi Yosef. Here, even b'meizid, you're allowed to eat it. Rav Nachman v'yitzchok ama no li'isur. He says avada it's also. And aloch we hold like Rav Nachman v'yitzchok that says that it's also. Because Tosfos asked the kasha that we had more before that said. The second time he says, "Doma perakamo loy tamali isha kedera shoshis." She shouldn't fill up the pot full of beans. If she put the beams on top of the fire from before Shabbos, enough in the Gemara, Lamaitsoy Shabbos Hasurin. Bechayshiyasu, it says enough in the Gemara, it's also to have a no from it, until after Shabbos. But on Shabbos, it's also. So how could Rabbi Rabbi Yosef both say here, Shia, if you left the pot on the fire from before Shabbos, it's mutter, and before it's enough in the Gemara, that says that it's also. That anyway, our Gemara slugs up Rabbi Rabbi Yosef. That it's not halacha. Halacha is like Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yitzchak says, Omar li Sura. He says here, no, both places it's awesome. If you left the pot on top of the fire where you're not allowed to, even though you did it b'shegig, still it's also to eat the food on Shabbos. Why? Mevash lo d'lo yosel arumei b'shegig yoichel. If to cook b'shegig, we have no shash, maybe you can do it b'mezid. Because a duah ma'isa there be a daim, we're not choshe klal Yisrael. Avol hai, the yosel arumei b'shegig naim lo yoichel. But here, what are you doing? You're leaving the chant on the fire from before Shabbos. The derisive, there's no issue. It's only us and the rabbonim. So we're afraid people are going to want to do it. They'll leave the chant on the fire from before Shabbos. Are you not allowed to do it? They'll say they're a shegig. So therefore, the rabbonim had a consent. Even if you're a shegig, you just left it there by mistake, still you're not allowed to eat the chant on Shabbos. So that's why by Shia, even though it's less of an Issam, the Rabbanah made more of a Gzeirah. That nobody should come to leave the pots on the fire from before Shabbos. They'll say they were shaygig. Adarab, if you're shaygig, it's also wasa to do it. So nobody will come to leave the pots. And that's halacha. The Luits, it's halacha, but it's not negated to us. Because we hold Shia is mutter, even without Grufa Ktuma. Let's say you leave a pot on the fire that's not Kamaicha ben Drisoi. As we pass like Hananya, the food is cooked halfway, then you're allowed to leave it even on top of the fire without a blech. But that's only if it's at least cooked halfway. Let's say you have a chon that wasn't cooked at all yet, it's less than halfway cooked, then she is also. Then you're not allowed to leave the chon on the fire without a blech before Shabbos. Luitsu, you left it, halacha is you're not allowed to eat the food that Shabbos. For the Gemara Meisu, I have a kasha now. Shochach kedera agabe kira. Somebody forgot the kedera, forgot the pot on top of the kira, on top of the fire. Ubishla b'shabbos, and it cooked on Shabbos. Is b'shoigeg yoichel, straight off from the braisa chilet, the sefton, that b'shoigeg you are allowed to eat the food. B'mezid lo yoichel. But if you left it there, b'mezid you're not allowed to eat it. Schur is a kasha according to everybody. We just got finished saying Loishino that by Shia there's no difference between Shogig and Mezid. And he asked enough in the price that says there is a chilik between Shogig and Mezid. So if you left the chont on the fire, b'shegig, you're allowed to eat it on Shabbos. Only b'mezid is lo yoichel. And by the b'med, the mamurim, when do we have this chilik? B'chamin. Only hot water, shleihuch mokor tzorkun. It wasn't cooked altogether from before Shabbos. Then we say b'mezid, you're not allowed to eat it. Or drink it. Who adin v'tavshel? If you left the cholent there, kugel shalei bishakor tzorkon. It wasn't cooked legamri. Avuchametruch makor tzorkon. But if you left on top of the fire, hot water, that was cooked cold tzorkon before Shabbos. Who adin v'tavshel? Shebishakor tzorkon and a tavshel kugel that was cooked legamri before Shabbos. You left it on top of the fire. You should know bein b'shoygig bein b'mezid yoichem. Even b'mezid, you're allowed to eat it. Why? Because you're not having hanor from the Issa Shabbos. It was cooked legamri before Shabbos. So even though you're leaving it on top of the fire, and even let the man diyom that she is also, but they don't answer it now, because you're not having hanor from the Bishlan Shabbos. It was a special called sorkin. But I call upon him, if the food was not cooked legamri from before Shabbos, says kolohi rechilah between shegig and b'mezid. If you left it chilled on the fire of a shegig, you're allowed to eat it on Shabbos. If you left it there b'mezid, you're not allowed to. So it's a spirit from the Gemara before we said a quench of Nachman, even b'shegig gets osur. And then you see klo, b'shegig gets mutter.
What is b'shegig?
Either you didn't know it was osur to do it, or you didn't know today was Shabbos, one of the two.
Oh, but let's say I put it up, I knew it was going to be Shabbos, but I thought it would cook cold
tartar
before Shabbos.
It could be, it's also b'shegig, right? It's also b'shegig, right? You don't know you're doing an issur, then as far as you're concerned, you're doing a hitter. Right, that's also shogig. Shrashi meisvei shochach kedera b'shogig kegoin hai de shochach is yoichel b'shabbos. If you forgot it there, you didn't realize it was also. You're not eating on Shabbos, but meizid the loy shochach. You didn't forget it el aniach, but you left it there from before Shabbos, and even though you're not supposed to, is la yoichel. Here you're not allowed to. So this is the kash. You see, there's a chiluk even by Shia. By leaving the pot on the fire from before Shabbos, that only b'mezid you're not allowed to eat it. But b'shegig gets mutter. Does halt Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda, like Reb Yehuda says like this. Chamin shochmo kot sarkon mutarin. A chamin, the hot water that was cooked kot sarkon, is mutim etchilat leave on top of the fire. Nifnei shem etstamik veraloi. Because you're not afraid you're going to hit it in the middle of Shabbos to make it burn better. Because hot water, the longer it cooks, the worse it gets. It like evaporates. No good. V'tavshon shavishon kot sarkoi osur. Mashenkin a tavshal, even though it's cooked legamri, still it's also to leave it on top of the fire without gruf uktuma. Why? The longer the tavshal cooks, the better it gets. So since you don't have a gruf uktuma, this is the gzera l'terabonim that we're choshed. Maybe you come to hit the coals on Shabbos to make it cook better. The kol hametstamik v'yofaloi could go and crow anything that cooks, and the longer it cooks, it gets better, like cabbage or pulled like beans. Or else they know boss a tarif, chopped meat, is also, you're not allowed to leave it on the fire from before Shabbos. Mashenken, mechol ha-mitztamik v'raloi, anything that the longer it's cooked legamri, and the longer it cooks, it's going to get bad, is mutter. Then you're allowed to leave that on the fire even without a blech. Because there's no gzeri, you're going to hit the coals to make it burn better, because the more it burns, the worse it is. So this is the halacha, this is the shantim machlein, this is the mayim of Yudah. About Kopan was the gate to us, the violence, Ketoni Mio, Tav Shushle Bisha Kot Sarka, according to everybody. You're not allowed to leave food that wasn't cooked legamri on top of the on fire. And if you left it, there's a chilik. That Bishoy Geg, it's mutter. The maze is you're not allowed to eat it. So tomorrow, Bishlay, Mother of Nachman Rabbi Yitzchok, according to Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yitzchok, Lekashi wouldn't be so schwer. Even though Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yitzchok says, even Bishoy Geg, it's also, like we said, Mishum Haroma. That we don't want people to leave the pot on top of the fire. They'll do the mazit. And they'll say they're reshoigig. So Rabbonin can't say even b'shoigig it's awesome. I look here, it says b'shoigig it's mutter. So the more lakash, it's not so schwer. Kan koidim gezera. You're right. When this b'raisa was learned that b'shoigig it's mutter, that's before the Rabbonin made the new gezera. Kan liyacha gezera. Rab Nachman Rab Yitzchak is talking about the loch alamaisa after the Rabbonim made Gzeirah. He's later on, another door later, we'll see later in the Gemara, that they made Gzeirah. That you're not allowed, if you leave it, even B'shegeg, the Rabbonim said you can't have a no, you can't eat it, because it's harama. So according to Nachman Yitzchak, it's good. Elo Rabbi Rab Yosef, the Armula Teira, but according to Rabbi Rab Yosef, they say it's mutter, even if you left it on the fire before Shabbos. I feel a bemazed. Still, it's mutter. The Rabbanan never made a gzera, because he says only by bishul where you do a ma'aseh bishul on Shabbos. The other Rabbanan made a gzera. But shia, you left the pot on the fire from before Shabbos. You didn't do any mloch on Shabbos. Rabbi Rav Yosef said there's no gzera at all. Look, we're here. It's a kasha. A monashuch. E kaidim gzera kasha mazed. If before the Rabbanan made a gzera on shaygeng, I'll call upon him a shre mazed. They say even mazed is mutter, and here it says claw mazed is also. Ilacha gzera kasha nami shegig. Elamai, this Bryce is going after the Rabbanu made the gzera. Then avada v'tshra Rabbi Rabbi Yosef. It's even shre shegig. Rabbi Rabbi Yosef say even b'mezid it's mutiv d'yevid. You're not allowed to make shiyam. Let's say something that's not in this bashel even halfway. You're not allowed to leave it on the fire from before Shabbos. If you left it here, the Bryce says it's awesome. And Rabbi Rabbi Yosef say it's mutter. But the more like kasha and echnami, this brice is a stereo to Rabbi Rabbi Yosef. So that's what Tais before said. We could ask other kashas on Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, but the Gemara slugs him up from this brice. So the loch is not like Rabbi Rabbi Yosef. The loch is like Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yitzchak. That if you left the pot on top of the fire when you're not supposed to, we said where the food was not cooked even halfway, you're not allowed to leave the food on top of the fire without a blech. If you leave it there, you're not allowed to eat the food on Shabbos. Rabbanu will go to even b'shegig, it's also to eat. So Rashi, bosa torif means the chop meat. The goli died to the lav lorchem kiboyle. The megaladas, you don't want this food for orchem. So therefore, the longer it cooks, the better it gets. Before we had a svar, if you want to give it to an oirich, you like a bigger piece. So therefore, the longer it cooks, it gets shrunk, it shrinks. So then you wouldn't give it to an oirich. But if you're not giving it to an oirich like chopped meat, so then your megaladas, you want it for yourself only. So the longer it cooks, the better it gets. Anything that shrinks, but it's better that way, is also lo'echlem imishorim b'mezit. If you left it on the fire from before Shabbos, when you're not supposed to, b'mezit, it's also. Ketoni mi is, Bishlei Bishra Kortzorkoi, where it wasn't cooked legarmi before Shabbos, the Yeshkulip and Shegla Mezit. The Meshah, here this Brisa says, if you leave it on the fire before Shabbos, it's a chilip. The Abba Mezit, it's also Beshegis Mutter. It's Kasher, Bein the Rabba of Rabbi Yosef, the Shari, Mezit. It's Shver Rabba, Rabbi Yosef, they hold Beshmezit, it's Mutter. Here it says it's also. Bein the Rab Nachman, the Yosef Shegit. Rab Nachman says, even Beshegis gets also. And here it says Beshegis Mutter. The Teretiz B'Shem Rav Nachman Moslet Shrutz Kitan he Shagig Yechol where it's Mutter Lefnei Gzeirim. Before the Rabbanim made a second Gzeirim, the Armin L'Kamon will soon learn to Gozer Al HaShechim. They made a Gzeirim even if you're a Shecheich. V'chiyitma the Rav Chiyah Bar Abba the Teretz Nalibu the Shagig Gozer Liach Gzeirim. That we said before Loishano that by Shia both ways it's Osir. That's if the Rabbanim made a Gzeirim. Then it's good. Hello, the Rabbi Yosef the Army Aliba, the Rabbi Chiyah Rabba, let Teriyat the Mezid. They learn know that it's mutter, even if you left the pot on top of the fire when you're not supposed to, even the Mezid, that it's mutter. Even on Shabbos, they're born to make an exero. Here it says clear it's also. Ikaidim exeriyat the Rabbi Chiyah Kashim Yom Mezid. Doch itanya Mezid loyachem. Vili ach exero Kashim Amishogi. Dafilu Shogi hevel el Mezid. Dilu matfisim kaidim exero nishnis. So now let's start up. We slugged up Rabbi Yosef. And the halacha is that if you make shia, you left it on the fire in the mokum where it's osur, you're not allowed to eat that food the Shabbos. Yeah. So the Gemara, my gezerta, what is the gezer? What's the second gezer the Rabbanan made? The Omer Rav Yehuda Bar Shmuel, Omer Rav Abba, Omer Rav Kana, Omer Rav, Betchilo, at the beginning, Hoyu Oimrim, Hamavasho b'Shabbos b'Shoygig Yechol. Somebody cooks b'Shoygig, he didn't realize today was Shabbos, or else he didn't know Bishla is one of the Lama Tes Molochis. He thinks you're allowed to cook on Shabbos. The Loch is Yechel. You're allowed to eat that food on Shabbos. But Mezit, somebody knew that it's Osir and he still cooked on Shabbos, didn't the Veira, Chattis, or Skilom, is Lo Yechel. The Rabbanu made a Knas, you're not allowed to eat that food on Shabbos. For who are din L'Shecheich? Rashi, Hamavashel b'Shabbes b'Yadayim Dikach Yuvadiraisa. Buadin l'Shecheich means that Mashor Nami b'Boyjoyim. That if somebody left the Mechia, left the pot on top of the fire from before Shabbos, the same halachas. Im Shachach b'Shoygig. If you forgot about it b'Shoygig, Yoichem. You're allowed to eat the food on Shabbos. V'im b'Mezid. But if you left the pot on top of the fire b'Mezid, he's Shoyim lo Yoichel. You're not allowed to eat that food on Shabbos. Kilo bishlo b'dayim b'shabbos. It's the same halacha by bishul applies to shecheach means shia. Mashen kein mishurabel mashoyim b'mezid. But people later on b'mezid used to leave their shol on top of the fire, even though the shol wasn't as basher kol tzorkoid or it wasn't cooked halfway. They still did it b'mezid. I the rabbanim went to them and said, "How are you leaving it? You're not allowed to leave it on top of the fire." V'yomer they used to say shechem anonu. We forgot. We were shaking. We didn't realize it. Is Rabbanu made a knas? Chos, where the Rabbanu went ahead, nachamol the konsul ala shecheich. The Rabbanu made a knas. Now, even if you shecheich it, b'shoygeg, still the Rabbanu say you're not allowed to eat this food. Because people shouldn't go metchila to leave it on top of the fire, and they'll say they were shoygeg. Because even b'shoygeg, the Rabbanu said you can't eat it. You have nothing to gain, so they'll stop doing it. But that's the halacha like this. Just we said, kol zman lemaisa, we hold like Hananya that kol zman the food is cooked. At least halfway cooked, you're allowed to leave the pot on top of the fire even without a blech and let it cook throughout Shabbos and eat it then.
Right.
No, Shochach made for Shia before Shabbos. On Shabbos, yeah.
Yeah.
Does the bishul. The more of Yanagash now. Kasha the Rameya the Rameya, Kasha the Buddha the Buddha. The Stira now, the Rameya sheet we just had now, the Rameya sheet we have in Nachlam Zayed Omen Aleph. The Stira on Rameya to Rameya. What's the Stira? So Trashi. Kasha the Rameya the Rameya. The Tanan Liel before Nachlam Zayed, we had Bresh Pirkin, the Rameya Liba the Basilu. That Rameya was a big machman, even according to Beis Hillel, chamin. You only let her leave, make shia, leave a pot on top of the fire, only chamin. Avoloi tavshol, only hot water, but not solid food. For off is shori chamin. And here is mata chamin bitavshol, shabishol kol tzorkoi. Here Rameya says, if the food was cooked, kol tzorkon, even tavshol, you're allowed to leave, you're allowed to make shia. And before Rameya says, even according to Beis Hillel, that's only mutachamin and not a tavshol. The kasha Reb Yehuda Reb Yehuda. To osam om Reb Yehuda chamin v'tavshol bolta muta. V'och osa tavshol. Here Reb Yehuda is only mekel and chamin, not a tavshol shebisha kol tzorkei. Here Reb Yehuda says a tavshol shebisha kol tzorkei is also osa. Skurit zestira. Hem to Gemara. Do Reb Meya the Reb Meya le kasha. Hol lechetchila. Hol diyevit. That Reb Meir before said that's only mutter to do chamin and not to do tavshol, that's metchila. Metchila, if you ask a Rav, what am I allowed to leave on top of the fire? He'll tell you only chamin hot water, that was the basha kot sorkin, but not tavshol. You left on top of the fire a tavshol with the basha kot sorkin. Here Reb Meir says it's mutter. But the Evel, we don't answer it. Since it was in Zbashar Kotzorkoi, you're not having Hanor from the Bishl on Shabbos, we don't answer you. So Drashi, hold the Ketchila. Mishnah Kamais, the first Mishnah, Lishoy is the Ketchila Kamari, he's talking about Metchila, for the Eskashayla. What am I allowed to live on top of the fire? Vahach, be Shoy Kvar. And our Bryce here says that only Chaman and not Tavshom, it's for the Evel. Koma, the Mutl Leyechloi. That for the Evel, if you left the Tavshom, you will not eat it. But Avada Metchila, you only allowed to leave Chaman like he says before. Here that he says even a tavshul you're allowed to leave, it only means b'di'evit, if you left the tavshul on the fire, you're allowed to eat it. Ayit t'stirinari b'yudah d'b'yudah, so the Gemara d'b'yudah d'b'yudah nami l'kasha. Kan d'grufa k'tuma, kan b'shein d'grufa k'tuma. The theory was before Reb Yehuda said that even a tavshul you're also allowed to leave on top of the fire. And here Reb Yehuda says, a tavshul, you're not allowed to leave on top of the fire. The Teretz is pushing. Before we're talking about the fire that grew for k'tumah. That means either you move the coals on the side, or else you can put a blech, you put an offer on top of the coals. There it's mutter to put even a tavshul. Here we're talking about cloth, it's not grew for k'tumah. Therefore it's only matzah chamin, hot water, and not a tavshul. Shrashi kan begru fuktuma. E de liel ari begru fuktuma. Kidiktoni bo. Ma shoyin aga begru fuktuma. It says Claudia that you had two kiras, one next to another. One was garif, one was not. You're allowed to put on top of the one that's garif. Vyein ma shoyin a shayin a grufum. You're not allowed to leave it on top of the one that's not garif. There it said, what are you allowed to leave ala grufam? Shetanu l'shoyis rameyu ay mehukach. Afu l'chatchila shor Reb Yehuda. Over there, Reb Yehuda is matrivi matchila to leave a tavshul. Since it was grufu k'tumah. Where you have a blech, havad you allowed to leave a tavshul on top of the fire. For hocha here that Reb Yehuda says, no, only chaman it's mutter, and not a tavshul. V'ocha k'shein the grufam. Hilkach the yevad osir. Here even with the yevad he holds his osir. If you leave a tavshul on top of the fire that has no grew for k'tumah, even by the ever he holds the sauce to eat it. Yeah. So tomorrow now, Iboyelu. Come on, Nochem all the Shailun. Chura did the exact same Shailun over again. Iboyelu. Ovar vishomau. It's in the case where you're not allowed to leave the pot on top of the fire. And you went and left the pot from before Shabbos even. On top of the fire, mai. What's the locha? So Drashi, Ovar vishomau b'mezit mai. Mutter liyochli aloi. Here's a shalom b'mezit. If you left it on top of the fire, is it mutter tibu or not? So all the Rishonim asked the kasha. That was the holy boy before we just had. We just got finished talking about that. That was the boy here. Boy of Nerechi Rabba. Shocha kadei ragabe kibu bishter b'shavis. Mahu. And we came out to say that b'mezit for sure it's awesome. And even Rishonim is also it's awesome. So what's the second boy? So we'll soon see what the second boy is. Moramai. Mi konsu rabon aloi toshma. I'll bring you a raya. We'll soon see what the chiddush is. The Omar Shmu Banosin, Omar Reb Chanina, Kishaholach Reb Yois leTzipori, when Reb Yois went to Tzipori, Motzo Chamin, Shenishto Agabe Kira, he saw Chamin that was left on top of the fire, it was not Gruf of Tumah, V'lo Yoselhen, and he didn't answer it. So Mashmi, even though you're not allowed to leave it there, but if you left it though, it's Mutter. Vaita Beitzin, Mitzumokim, Shenishto Agabe Kira, he saw like roasted eggs. They were left on top of the kira, v'yosalhem, and that he asked it. He said it's also, my lab l'yoysa Shabbos, that it means to say, even asked it on this Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat these eggs. Hey, since you left these eggs on top of the fire from before Shabbos, and they got roasted throughout Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it on Shabbos. So be a raya that it's also to eat it if you made shiur. So tomorrow, loy, I'll tell you, here he's talking about the Shabbos habor. He only said, you should know, next Shabbos don't do this. Not nice to leave an egg on top of the fire if there's not grew for k'tumah. But this Shabbos, it's mutter. Mechlal zot gemara, the beitzim mitzumokos, beitzim that are roasted on top of the fire, the locher is mitzumokos v'yofelhen. The longer it roasts, the better the egg gets. Ninu. And that was the shayla here. Come to say, here the shayla was, you left an egg that was roasted legami from before Shabbos, and you left it on top of the fire throughout Shabbos. Now we're going now, this egg, the longer it cooks, the better it gets. So really, you're over the Issa Shia. You're not allowed to leave such an egg on top of the fire, since there's no Grufa Ktuma, and Minat L'Chananya, let the Rabbonin, that say Shia is Osir. So really, it should be Osir here, it should be Osir to eat this egg. Now the Chinesh Rishonim say the reason why it's Mutter here is, because this egg was cooked Lagami before Shabbos. The only mile you have is, the longer it stays on the fire, the better it gets. That's called mitzamik v'yofaloid. The more it shrinks, the better the egg gets. For this little hanor you have, they didn't ask to eat it on Shabbos. That's the chiddush between this gemara and the gemara before. Before we're talking about the food wasn't cooked legami before Shabbos. So pshita, if you leave it on top of the fire and it gets cooked on Shabbos, you're having hanor from the bishul on Shabbos. There we say it's osur, and even meshaydik we pass it's osur. Here the shaila nochamol is where you're leaving it on top of the fire, but it was cooked legami before Shabbos. So the only shaila is that it's getting a little bit better now on Shabbos, and that's the chiddush it's mutter. Since the hanor is a very small hanor, just that the egg is getting a little bit better on Shabbos, that's the abonu denatio, and that's the halach like that. Drashi. Chamin lo yosa dem tzalik v'raloi. If you leave hot water on top of the fire and it was cooked from before Shabbos, pshit it's mutter. You have no hanor at all, because the longer it cooks, the worse it gets. Mashen came baits him, he said it was osur. Why? The longer the egg cooks, it gets better. So the chura, he thought you're asking at this Shabbos to eat, because you had some enough in the cooking of Shabbos. My lab liyosa Shabbos osur on alayhem. The achila, it's osur even to eat it. Loi, le Shabbos habo. He said it's osur for the next Shabbos. Osur lehen. Achshon, shloi lasus came le Shabbos habo. He only told him, next Shabbos don't do this. You're not allowed to leave the egg on top of the fire since you're having some hanor from it. But this Shabbos, you're allowed to eat it. Why? I, before we said she is awesome, the Torah says she is only awesome. We're having a lot of hanor, where it got cooked really on Shabbos. But here it was cooked before Shabbos, just in stomach. The offer, Lord, here it's mutter. So the Mar Kopona Mechlal debates him with Tzumekas Drashi, boy, he says like a boy, is it true or not? Tomorrow, Mechlau the Beitzim of Sonekis, Mesamemgis Vyoslehem Ninu, in, it's like it's true, it gets better. To Yomar Rab Choma Bachanina, Pamachas, one time, Nesarachte Ani, for Rebbe Lamokamechel, we both stayed in one place, the Heviel of Flame, the board in front of us, Beitzim Mitsumokis, Kuzardin, Beitzim that shrunk very, very much the Shir of Kuzardin. That means it was cooked very, very long. We ate a lot of them. What's pshat? We ate a lot of them because it's very good this way. So mashma, the longer the egg cooks, even though it shrinks, it gets better and better. So therefore, for Shabbos, that was the shaila. On a case where it gets better and better on Shabbos, is it osur? Mutter, the Torah says it's mutter. For this Shabbos, you're still allowed to eat it. Because this hanor is a small hanor. Since it was cooked legami from before Shabbos, just it shrinks and gets a little bit better, this rabbonu denatio. Trashavir lufonav means bechil. Kruzadin shenestamku ad shenasul dakois kruzadin. It got very, very small. Od midi yoma v'yochal muharbi. Since it says he ate a lot of them, mechlal diyofalem. L'chud is a rai. It was very good. If it wouldn't be good, you don't need a lot. So now it's a rai, you eat a lot, and still it's mutter. Because metchili, now I made the sheet. This is going to man diyom like rabbonin shita. Yeah, right. We passed this with mutter, right? This was enough a riot to rabbonin shita, right? That shia is not group of tomb. It's also to leave it. Calls the man as mistamik v'yofaloi. It's also to do it. But lo yitzu, you did it. It's not also banor. This little hanor rabbonin denasi you. Beisil learn mach mazir. This is no day now. Beisil says in the Mishnah that we have groof ktuma, like we have a blech. If you take off the hot kettle off the blech, you're allowed to put it back on again, even on Shabbos. Omer Rav Sheish, the divrei yoyim a mazir. And according to Beisil, that says you're allowed to put it back. You should know mazir and afilu b'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos itself, you're allowed to put back the pot. So Drashi mach. So Rashi learns.